military lifted? Is this your country? Is it your right to serve? Well, if you believe that, then you're racist. Because this is the country that has enslaved Africans for hundreds of years, put my grandparents in Japanese-American concentration camps, put Native Americans on reservations, and forces many Latinos to live every day in poverty and fear of deportation. This is the military that bombed 500,000 people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killed, raped, and tortured thousands in Vietnam, as well as Korea and Grenada, and bombed and placed inhumane sanctions in Iraq that killed over 200,000 people. So if this is your country, it's because you're white. When you talk about lifting the ban, you're telling me that non-white queers are expendable. Working to allow gays in the military is happening over our dead bodies. Look at the fact that 60% of the military is composed of non-white people. Racist economics force us to join. We're the cannon fodder of America while having to kill our non-white sisters and brothers around the world. And you're not fighting to get these issues addressed. You're fighting for more career choices for white lesbians and gays. You're not fighting against economic apartheid. You're fighting for Margaret Kammermeyer's pension. The NGLTF and the Human Rights Campaign Fund aren't fighting for human rights. They're fighting against homophobia as an obstacle towards white power. And it makes me so sad to see many non-white queers working for that fight. The politics of the queer movement have watered down to nothing. This movement started with a riot, and it needs to end with one. But all we can do is walk down the street and sit in a park. A million suicidal fools in one city. We won't fight for true liberation because that would mean fighting against capitalism and the United States government. It means revolution. Instead, we're content to let a few rich white fags determine this movement's agenda and to let them ask for a few minor concessions like lifting the ban in the military. So let me say it again. If you want gays in the military, it's because you're racist. And if you believe that this is your country, it's because you're white. When you talk about America's enemy across the line, you're talking about me and my family. In supporting the military, you've already named me your enemy, and you can make damn sure I'll fight you like one. Fight racism! Ban the military!
Hey, Akiko!